So we've been learning about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt. So the Torah has in different places a prohibition to live in Egypt. The question is, does it still apply today? And we have many great, did it ever apply? Because we have many great rabbis, including the Rambam, who lived in Egypt. So if there's a biblical prohibition to live in Egypt, then how did the Rambam live in Egypt? In fact, the Kaftor of Perach, I think is one of his anacles, he wrote a couple hundred years later, he says the Rambam used, when he lived in Egypt, used to sign his letters, Over Ashrosho Lavin B'choyom. I'm violating three prohibitions every day. I'm living in sin. Every day I live in Egypt, because it's three different psukim in the Torah, so it's only one Isser, but that, so the problem is we never find one letter that the Rambam ever wrote that. Like, and there are many letters in the Rambam, we never mention it once. And in fact, when they are having the peace treaty with Sadat in Egypt, so the Avadji Yosef was asked by the reporters, are we allowed to go down to Egypt to report? You know, so I assume the answer was yes. And he also said it's never true. We never find the Rambam ever writing this language. So the bottom line is, so how did, you know, simple pshat, it's prohibited to live in Egypt. So how did the Rambam and all the other Radbaz, there were Jewish communities in Egypt for a long time. So how do we reconcile? So the first suggestion is A1 is from the Ritva. Not as we're answering the Rambam. We're going to have four answers. They're going to be good answers, but it's not going to help for the Rambam. So answer number one is the Ritva. He says, when does the prohibition of living in Egypt apply? That's when Bizman, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, when we have a temple, and then everyone's obligated to be in Israel, in Eretz Israel, Yerushalayim. But Bizman Hazeh, his language is, Kol Chutz La'aretz Shava. The whole Chutz La'aretz is equal. Like, there's no difference. Hamilton, Egypt, Syria, in terms of the prohibition. And therefore, the Ritva says, there is no prohibition. It's only with Bizman Beis HaMikdash. The problem is you can't say that pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam writes, Mutter Lishkon Mechola Olam, it's mutter to live anywhere in the world. That means even there's a discussion about living in places where you cross the international dateline, where you don't have, where there's light and dark. So Mashma from the Rambam is not a problem. He says, Chutz Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The only place you're prohibited to live is Egypt. So clearly the Rambam doesn't learn like the Ritva. He's writing Bizman Hazeh. So A2 is from the Marikash. He points out that the prohibition of living in Egypt is only in the place where the Jews were enslaved. When we just read about for the past 4 weeks in the Haggadah, wherever that is, the part of Egypt. But he wants to claim Cairo is a new place. It was a new city. It didn't exist during the time of when the Jews were down there. In fact, he wants to bring a proof from when you write a get, a divorce. So the way you write it, so let's say you'd write Thornhill Samach with Toronto. So you'd put, so they wrote Cairo Samach with Egypt. So meaning it's Samach with Egypt, but it's not Egypt. So he wants to claim that's how the Rambam lived there, because Cairo was in Egypt. However, if you look at the Rambam, when he goes over the boundaries, he seems to say Cairo is Egypt. So, again, it's a good answer, but won't help the Rambam. A3 is from the Rebbe Elazar Mimitz and others that, you know, what's the issue? The Pasuk says, Lashuv Baderech Hazeh, that the specific prohibition is going from Israel to Egypt. But if you go from Hamilton to Egypt, or you go from China, that wasn't prohibited. And in fact, someone added specifically the route the Jews took out of Mitzrayim. That's why when in Parashas Maaseh, it lists like the 42 different ways they go. Like, why are we going? Who cares? So one commentator which says it's only usher if you go exactly the same, which is pretty difficult when you fly or you take a car. I don't think they had highways then. So it's difficult because it says the Anshe Alexandria were punished because they went back to Egypt. It's hard to say they specifically, they were such lahachasniks, they specifically went back directly that way. So some want to say it's only us to live, the Isser is to go back to Egypt from Israel, but if you're not going that route or from somewhere else, it's not prohibited. So what do we see according to this explanation? The Isser is going there. You can't say this pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam specifically says, the Rambam's going to say the Yitzhar is living in Egypt. How do I know the Rambam holds the Yitzhar is living in Egypt, not going to Egypt? Because the Rambam writes that certain times you're allowed to go to Egypt temporarily. For what? For Parnassa. For business. I guess they had a lot of... You see, he's struggling to stay up. You better have some. No? So... For Parnassa, or you know, for getting the horses, whatever, I don't know, whatever they had in Egypt and stuff. I don't know, how's real estate these days in Egypt? Any good investments? It's to go down for business purpose. According to the Rambam, it's a real prohibition. Let's say you went down to Egypt for business, and then you decided to stay. The Rambam says you violate the prohibition. What about getting makas, a good old-fashioned whooping? No, you won't get one anyway, because it's what we call lav she'ein bo maisa. You violate a negative prohibition passively. In other words, since you're already there already, so he still says it's asur, it's not permitted, but you won't get makas for technical reasons. So it's clearly the Rambam holds the yitzir is yeshiva sukkah. The Isser isn't going down, not Yeshiva Sukkah, Yeshiva's Eretz Mitzrayim, that the Isser isn't going down, because you're allowed to even go down Beheter. And yet the Rambam says it's us to stay after, you know, you plan on going for 2 years for business, and you end up staying, so you still violate the prohibition. So clearly the Rambam holds the Isser isn't going down, the Isser is the Yeshiva Basukha. So it doesn't help us with the Rambam. How did the Rambam live in Egypt? A fourth explanation is from the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash has an interesting explanation. We know there are certain people that can't convert to Judaism, like you talk about a ger, from someone from Mitzrayim, an Egyptian, and the different people the Torah lists. So the Pri Chadash writes, but Pizman Hazeh, it's not an issue. In our day, it's not a problem. Why? Because we don't know who the Egyptians are, because Sancheirav Melech Ashur, he was the king of Ashur. He wanted to take over the whole world, so he had a great idea. If I make everyone a refugee, no one will be comfortable. I'll be king forever. So he took the Syrians, the Egyptians, the Iranians, everyone who was around. He mixed them all up. And therefore, we no longer know who's an Egyptian, who's an Iranian, who's a Syrian. Perhaps who's an Amaleki. We'll have to get into the mitzvah to kill Amaleki place if we don't know who they are. But or maybe we still do. So he says, this was a prohibition to marry in. They couldn't convert, but now it's permitted because we don't know who they are. He says, so too, we don't know who the Egyptians are, so therefore there's no problem living in Egypt. It was living with the Egyptians, because we're going to learn from the ways. The Torah talks about how terrible they were. They're immoral, and we're going to learn from their actions. The Torah always talks about learning from the Egyptians, so therefore, they're no longer the Egyptians. So he wants to claim there is no longer prohibition to live in Egypt. Again, that's a nice answer, but it won't help us to the Rambam, because the Rambam... So according to the Pri Chadash, it's what they call in the yeshiva terminology an Isser Gavra. It's on the individual. It's on the person. Since we don't know who the person is, the Rambam's going to learn it's an Isser Chefsa. No, it's not on the person. It's the land of Egypt that's the problem. I don't care who's, and I'll prove that in a minute. Like, because the Rambam writes, or he says, let's say King David or anyone took over, they expanded the land and they took over Egypt. So if we did it, it's okay. If it becomes Israel, you're allowed to live there. But he writes, if any other nation comes over and takes over Egypt, it's still us to live there. So clearly it's nothing to do with the people, it has to do with the land. So the Rambam clearly learns it's on the Chesed. To put it this way, why is Israeli security, you know, much greater than North American? Like, I think it was about 10 years ago, it was on the NASDAQ market, obviously the U.S. has the most companies, then it was Canada, then Israel. Israel surpassed them, like, probably over 10 years ago, because all those companies, the cybersecurity, you know, when 9/11 happened, everyone went to El Al. So, and so Israel has like the second most companies by far now on the NASDAQ. So why is Israel's security so much better than everyone else, North American security?
Most people want to kill them.
That is true. So they have a lot of incentive to, for them it's not in hypothetical, let's find a cure, or if we don't find a solution we're going to get killed. So yeah, that's very practical, and that's true. But fundamentally, in addition to that, that's definitely a key factor, is because what's the difference? Because North American security, what are they looking for? They're looking for bombs. Israel's looking for bombers. In other words, Israel's checking the Gavra, while America's checking the Chefsa. In other words, that's why you have a 95-year-old couple. Okay, you might have a bomb. Okay, let's pull these people over. Instead of looking at the single Middle Eastern, whoever the tar, you know, yes, They do profile. Yeah, because profiling works. Let me tell you. I'm sorry if you're offended, but I don't want to blow up the plane. So yes, profiling does work. And therefore they check and they ask you questions. So that's the difference. So it says when it comes to so the pre-Chadash learns the issues on the Gavra. So therefore we don't know who the Egyptians are. It's Mutter. The Rambam says nothing to do with that. It's the land of Egypt, which is Tame, and therefore we can't go back. So therefore you can't use that answer to the Rambam. Bali Kabbalah give a fifth answer. They give an answer that why do we live in Egypt? Because it's from a Kabbalistic point, we could take nitzotzis from the Jews have to live everywhere all over the world. We learn the good stuff from everyone, then we take it and we leave. So we have four answers that don't help us with the Rambam. They're either the Ritva, it doesn't apply, Bizman Hazed, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Cairo is a new city, it didn't exist then. That is the Isser is going, but the Rambam holds the Isser is living, and we have the pre-Chadish that the Isser is on the Gavra, not the Chefsa. So it doesn't help. So the simple answer is, I wouldn't have a share if I started off with this. Why did the Rambam live in Egypt? Because he had no choice. He was the doctor. They would have killed him if he would have left. And it wasn't so easy to leave. So, and in fact, that's what they say over. A lot of times the simple answer is the true, like this famous story with Rav Chaim. We could change the names, but to make Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, not the one who was here, not the one you know, his grandfather, they spent all the time learning the Rambam. That was the thing, by every letter, every word in the Rambam. So they say over that, so after, when he went up to Shemayim, after he met the Rambam, and he said, oh, great work, you gave me a purpose in life, all that, but there's two problems I have with you. So one, he says, oh, the Rambam gives him, oh, amazing, you're the best. And I have one other question. He says, it was a typo. So the Rav Chaim slaps the Rambam across his face and says, it's not the way you learn a Rambam. The point being is people are looking for different shatim in the Rambam, but the Rambam tells you it's a typing mistake. That's what it is. So it is that's probably why the Rambam was forced, you know. And for the other people, they have the other four reasons why a person could go down to Egypt. So still in theory, you know, living there is the problem, you know, full time. But if you're just going temporarily, then it's not. And something, you know, so visiting, some say, even though technically it might be permitted, but what are you, you're going to look at the things that they were. So if you're going for business versus, so when you go down for real estate, let me know. Tell me if there are any good deals down there, and we'll take it from there. Oh, Alan could live in Egypt. We just found the place he could live.